Two candidates are vying to be mayor during this year's election, incumbent Shirley Marquardt and Councilmember Dick Peck. Both candidates agree that this year is fairly mellow as far as campaigning goes.
First of all, I'm a people person, and I have met a significant amount of people on the street. This campaign is all about one-on-one individuals getting out, eating and meeting and greeting the folks in this community.
And right now, I'm not campaigning for mayor now, and it's close. I probably should be, but I'm here working and trying to get things done for the community, and that's really where I'd rather spend my time.
Both candidates agree that city finances are a big issue this year, but they look at the topic very differently. Peck says that the city made a mistake by spending $20 million from their coffers to fund the Carl E. Moses Small Boat Harbor. He says that the city will now have difficulties paying for upcoming projects, like the federally required upgrades to the wastewater and water treatment plants.
So the only way we can accomplish anything is raise taxes, raise fees, or raise revenues. And to me, it's going to be very, very painful and for the city council as we move forward. And a lot of this, really, if we would have thought about and did more long-range planning, strategic planning, and come up with better ideas and concepts, we wouldn't be in such a, I would say, a financial crunch right now.
He argues that part of the problem is internal communication.
I really respect Shirley in many ways, but our philosophy is really, really different. She is very, very conservative, very controlling. And one of my biggest frustrations in 3 years, 4 years now on the council, rarely am I ever asked my opinion. Rarely. No other council members are rarely asked their opinion about a particular subject.
Peck says that the council needs to work together and use tools like the new community vision statement to plan for the future.
But the whole thing is we just, as a council, need to sit down and figure out how we're going to fund the future. And it is very bleak at best. And it is going to be difficult for a lot of people, and probably including the nonprofits, which we funded at 100%. We're going to probably take a look at all the monies on the outflow.
Marquardt has a different assessment of the city's financial situation. She argues that the council made wise financial decisions this past year, including the decision to minimize the growth of the operating budgets and to spend money the city already has.
We've got a lot of money in the bank. Some of these projects, I think the council did a really smart thing when they pulled $20 million out of the bank for the small boat harbor. Really smart move. Saved us over $2 million in interest over that time period, and we don't have to jack up the fee at this point so high that, we're going to lose some of our users.
In her opinion, the city can continue to aggressively pursue state and federal funds to pay for the water and wastewater treatment upgrades, but they also need to plan wisely.
We've got to make sure that we're spending our money as wisely as possible so that we can take care of these projects that are being, shoved down our throats, quite literally, primarily by the federal government with no funding dollars attached.
Marquardt also says that in order to keep the city financially afloat, the council needs to better understand and play a more active role in fisheries management and policy making.
If you don't understand the process and you don't understand your fisheries and you don't understand how your fisheries partners operate, you're worthless. As a matter of fact, you're not even invited to the table. So I feel really strongly that is something that the city council should be doing more of, and I certainly encourage that as much as possible.
Marquardt says that she also wants to continue with projects she's been working on for the past 3 years, including getting a TWIC office in Unalaska, developing a complete emergency response plan, and extending the airport runway. Councilmember Peck is focusing also on conservation issues as a way to save money for the city. You can hear more of the candidates' opinions during the candidates' forum on Thursday, September 30th at 7 p.m. We'll broadcast it live over Channel 8 and KUCB, or you can join the live studio audience in the Burma Road Chapel. You can submit questions by emailing me at ann@kucb.org or by calling 581-1888. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.